Did it give a? Did I miss the community name? Like where this happened?
I'm guessing a few states in the southern region.
South right. Carolina. It happened in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Oh my God! It was Big Fatty again. After his gin and tonics to settle it on down, but no, no, no.
Okay. No. Dressed in drag.
And Poodle McNoodle.
Maybe it was Poodle. Yeah.
That poor Big it. Fatty.
I'm going to say Big Fatty blames Squeaky Kitty for drunk driving. That would be.
God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our number one story.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It happened in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Oh, my God. It was Big Fatty again.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2479. The 28th of July, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got an update on the cruise and some voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty. Soka's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Day is going well. Yo, you are Olaf Soka's Big Fatty. What is that? Well, y'all, that music you just heard is the national anthem of the Faroe Islands. And, y'all, you know who's everyone's favorite lesbian from the Faroe? Yes, Big Fatty, it's Miss Beema. It's true. And, y'all, it is Olaf Soka this weekend. It's Tamari. It's Saturday. And, y'all, it commemorates the death of St. Olaf. And there are celebrations that are going to be held in Torsvann starting tonight, the 28th, and they continue to the 31st. The 28th is a half working day, and St. Olaf's Day, the 29th, is a full holiday. The celebration starts with the opening of the Faroese Parliament, a custom that dates back 900 years, and it begins with a service held at the Torsvann Cathedral. Other celebrations are marked by different kinds of sporting competition, including the rowing competition in the Torsvann Harbor being the most popular. There are art exhibitions, pop concerts, and the famous Faroese dance. Big Fatty. celebrations have many facets, and only a few are mentioned here. Big Fatty, you got that out of the wiki. It's true. And y'all, there's an Olaf Soka parade also. And y'all, I sent a you know, Miss Beaver. Mother Beaver has been in the El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo, and Miss Beaver, she's gonna be there till the end of the month, and so I asked Miss Beaver if she was gonna be able to partake in the celebrations of Olaf Soka, and because you know Miss Beaver is a keen competitor, and oftentimes participates in the lesbian rowing competitions. Yes, Big Fatty. But alas, Miss Beaver has told me that she has gotten so fat that the last time she got in a boat that it sank. Fatty, I tell ya. But y'all send out good wishes to Miss Beaver and to Mother Beaver and happy Olavzoka to all. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we are just over a month before we go on a cruise of a lifetime. Yes, Big Fatty, out of Amsterdam. And y'all, I met with our travel agent. We'll call her Joan, because that's her name. And y'all, we've already got our hotel booked and paid for in Amsterdam. And y'all, I met with her today to finalize our transfers from the Aeropuerto in Amsterdam to the hotel, and the hotel to the boat, and then the boat to the hotel in Barcelona, and then the hotel to the Aeropuerto in Barcelona. And y'all, we've got all four transfers totaled to $392. And y'all, so that comes to $98 a piece, which I thought was a pretty good price for four transfers on the cruise of a lifetime. Yes, Big Freddy!
Don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my rental jalopy, that would be the Kia Sportage or similar, which is not a Chevrolet Red or similar. And I'm going to let you know there was some disappointment this weekend that it was not a Chevrolet Red. Listen, I'm barreling southbound on I-29, maybe. I am in South Dakota. I know what state I'm in today. And I've come to a few realizations. Okay. One is, all of South Dakota is at a grade. It's not a steep grade. It's like a 1% grade. So my gas mileage on the way up here, I could tell this Kia was just struggling to make it because the speed limit's 80 miles an hour up here. And I just am not used to driving so fast. I am Miss Cordy, and I get there when I get there. But anyway, my gas mileage is about twice as good on the way back as it was on the way up. So, and the car is not struggling. Of course, it's also 70 degrees instead of 170. So that may have something to do with it. And it needs new tires because I'm all like, but whatever. Not my car, not my circus. Anyway, my day, and it was a full day, let me tell you, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, was lovely. So I got there and I went to a gas station, which I believe is where we left off, and there was someone there, and he was driving around this giant SUV, and he was like, we'll show you around, and I said, okay. So I hopped in the back and ended up getting the tour. I had some delicious pizza for lunch, and then I got to see the falls, and Best Buy and Shields. I went for a ride on the Ferris wheel at Shields, and that was absolutely lovely. They put some crazy lady in there with me, though, so I had to share a bucket. And then we have photos. I'll have to post photos of that on the social medias. And then I went and had a little McDonald's. Well, I tried to, but, you know, there was nobody working the drive-thru. And then I had to say goodbye to my driver because, you know, my driver had to go, and he had tried to get me drunk, and you know how that goes, and I always win. And then, um, I checked into my motel, which was a dump, but, you know, that's what happens when you look for a hotel near an IHOP. That's all I'm saying. Not blaming anybody for that one except myself. And then that's neither here nor there, what happened later. But then I was in bed at dusk, and I was on the road quite a bit ago. And I'm barreling southbound and looking forward to getting to Kansas City. The GPS says about 2, but I'm guessing it'll be more like 3 by the time I, you know, stop to sharp myself and have a hot dog or some sort of roadside confection. So that was my trip to the South Dakotas. I hope this is content. Oh, by the way, we were talking about your little cruise of a not a lifetime, because you've done this like 100 times. But we were talking about some content for while we were gone, and I think I worked all that out with my co-host over the weekend. So anyway, I am off to Kansas City, where things are lovely and clean and new, and there is not corn, thank God, if I see one more stalk of corn on the side of the road. And then I gotta work, but that's neither here nor there. So all right, that was exhausting. I gotta unlock it before I can stop it.
Yeah, because y'all, that is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for that recap of your trip to the Black Hills State. I think that's what it is. But Veda, it's odd that you just decided to ride around with someone you met at a truck stop. I guess when in South Dakota, just ride around with truckers, and this crazy lady you had to ride the Ferris wheel with, that just seems very, very odd. But anyway, Veda, thank you so much for the call. While you're out there in the Kansas City, look for that Plan 9 on the Twitty, or the Big Fatty, or on the Grin Doctor. Well, maybe that too. And don't forget to get me some of that seasoning salt before you come back. Big Fatty, he's already on the Aeroplano coming back. You're out of luck.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. I have another Ask Big Fatty question. So cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our ex Big Fatty question today comes to us from Princess Hannah. Princess Hannah, what you got?
Okay, so I always hear you talk about when you go to the Vonsies about getting the good coffee. Well, my question is, I believe it's a dark roast. I believe you said that much. But what brand? I currently black and red. I think Folgers is the coffee that I'm currently using at the moment, but I wasn't sure what brand you like to use. If it was, you know, Dunkin' or Starbucks or Folgers or Maxwell House or the Vonsies generic brand. I didn't know what brand of coffee, you know, the good coffee was. So inquiring minds want to know. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And this is an excellent question. And I may have mentioned it before, but I am more than happy to mention it again. I like the 8 O'Clock brand of the good coffee. And I'm really enjoying the dark roast, the Colombian medium roast is very good also. But I've really learned to just love the dark roast. So if you can find it, it's in a red bag. If you can find it at your Vons North, you might want to give it a check it out. Yes, Big Fatty.
Daddy, it's Gus Chad with a short story that you'll get a kick out of. So the other day I was eating lunch, having a hot dog and baked beans, and my little puppy dog, Mandy, decided she wanted to know what baked beans were, so she stole some off my plate. And cut to 2 hours later, we're walking through the neighborhood. Thankfully, it's a quiet neighborhood. And she's farting up a storm. And we cross the street, we go across the street. All of a sudden, she toots, and she sharts all over the street. And then she stops and finishes her business. And I had to say to her, not a good spot to stop, maybe. And just as I'm trying to pick it up, she probably should have left. Car comes around the corner, lady in an SUV giggling her ass off at me for standing in the middle of the road trying to pick up puppy poo. Thought you'd get a kick out of that story. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gus, and y'all, that, of course, is that Gus Chad. And Gus Chad, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Been a while since we've heard your voice. Yes, Big Betty. And for what a lovely comeback to tell us a short story. Big Betty, I think that's the first time. Oh, no, Scotty. Scotty has talked about Alan having the explosive diarrhea also. Big Betty. But anyway, thank you for sharing Maybe's short story. And yes, Big Betty, it just gave us a kerfuffle here on for right.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear.
Hi!
So on their first night together, a newlywed couple goes to get changed. The new bride comes out of the bathroom, showered and wearing a beautiful robe. The proud husband says, "My dear, we are married now. You can open your robe." The beautiful young woman opens her robe, and he is astonished. Oh, he exclaims. My God, you are so beautiful. Let me take your picture. Puzzled, she asks, "My picture?" He answers, "Yes, my dear, so I can carry your beauty next to my heart forever." She smiles, and he takes her picture, and then he heads to the bathroom to shower. He comes out wearing his robe, and the new wife asks, "Why do you wear a robe? We are married now." At that, the man opens his robe, and she exclaims, Oh, my. Let me get a picture." He beams and asks why, and she answers, "So I can get it enlarged." Have a nice day.
Yeah, Gussie, Big Betty, that was a good one. It was a good one. Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the call. Always, it's just not for right when we don't have a Jimmy Bear kerfuffle. And yes, Big Betty, I've never heard that one before, Big Fatty. But anyway, thank you for sharing that one with us as we go into the, y'all, it's the final weekend of July. Y'all, where has the time gone? I sit in amazement. Yes, Big Fatty, you're definitely sitting. So, anyway, y'all, the other thing, Big Brother, y'all, I'm recording this prior to the little show, and y'all, you know, they're planning on switching it all up, and y'all, the plan has been discovered, and y'all, I honestly, hydrogen, don't have any idea who's going to be leaving tonight. I just don't know. I don't know, but we'll all find out as the weekend progresses. Y'all, don't forget the bacon show. Later on tonight, too, if you like the bacon show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, there's some voices you hadn't heard in a long time. Y'all, that was Melissa the Confused and Blind Guy Jay and Tristan, all formerly of Jaded City. And Melissa and Tristan, what do you think of this week's BFO?
It happened in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Oh, my God. It was Big Fatty again.
Oh, yes, it was Big Fatty. Every day, 20 minutes a day, right here.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.